And also great to have back with us, longtime friend. We were reminiscing up in the press box a few weeks ago about how far we go back and how our careers have paralleled each other, even though he's a couple years older than I am. That's why I always consider it just to be great and a privilege to have on my old friend Neil Riddell from the Altoona Mirror. Neil, always great to be with you.
Hey, Steve. Right back at you, pal. Thank you.
Can you think, you know, every offseason brings with it its own personality, and you know there'll be twists and turns, whatever. But can you think of an offseason that had more stories than this offseason in football?
It seems like a lot longer than just a few months, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, with the late start, kind of the early finish, we've waited a long time to resume what hopefully will be as close to a normal season as we can have.
Yeah, I know. But when you look at name, image, and likeness, Texas, Oklahoma, a college football player, who would have thought Alston would have had the Alston case went to the Supreme Court? Who would have thought that Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh would be on the same side as Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan? It was Alston plus nine. talking about stories.
And it seemed like it was heading to a 12-team playoff very quickly, and that got slowed down by Oklahoma and Texas.
Exactly. And that, Neil, I was saying earlier, and I want to get your take on this. If I'm a commissioner, I'm pushing for 12, and here's the reason why. I'm sitting down in a room with my athletic director, so I don't care if I'm Bob Bowlesby, Greg Sankey, Kevin Warren, George Kliavkov, or Jim Phillips, any one of the Power Five commissioners. And I'm sitting in a room with my athletic directors, and they all have one thing in common. They all lost eight figures last year. I have to figure out a way to make up the money, don't I?
Yeah, but the self-preservation, when you're sitting with those athletic directors, you wonder, how about the game? How about the musical chairs? What happens when the music stops here? I'm sure those are difficult conversations to have as a group. What happens if Penn State was approached by some kind of super conference,
mm-hmm.
How deep is the loyalty? If you know that, Ohio State may be approached as well. So I would think the colleagues have to be kind of uncomfortable.
So let's get to actually the games. Yes, there are games being played. What's your initial read on this football team? And does how last season play out, the way it played out, confuse the read at all?
Well, a little bit. I think mainly a lot to prove. To prove that last year was a real aberration. But on the same token, I think Penn State played better teams the first half of last year than they did in the second half of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though they won even decisively to finish the season, I don't know if there's a false sense of security there that they have to guard against. They have the same type of an opener, I think a better opponent, but still Big Ten road opener to start the season. And, the backdrop of so many tough games, a lot of them away from home, I think, with the new offensive coordinator, I think there's so many storylines. It should be a fun season. I do think they're going to be much improved, closer to what we saw the second half of the season than the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, between what we expect to be a better offense, with an exciting coordinator, aggressive coordinator, and you would think that John Clifford would be closer to his 2019 form.
Yeah, in the 20 games he's played, the last four of last year and the 12 he started the year before, he had 28 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and they were 14-2 in those games. But the first four that he started last year, because he didn't start the Iowa game.
Right.
You know, obviously turnovers were a big problem. So for
14-6 as a starter, right, Steve? Is that what you have, 14, Matt?
Yeah, 14-6 as a starter, 14-2 in the games outside of the four-game losing streak. So what tumblers need to fall into place to open the vault to success for across the board for this team?
Well, I think he was on the run a lot last year as far as, you know, the offensive line and coverage breakdowns and whatnot. You really hadn't seen that many, you know, quarterback touchdowns for the other team, fumbles, the ball security. So I think some of that is a comfortability with the offensive line. He does have a lot of pieces around him. There is pressure on him because you don't have a real proven backup. Levis, at least, you know, was a presence there that you that had some previous experience and played well at times in 19, certainly at Ohio State. So I think Clifford can't put too much pressure on himself. He appeared to do that last year. Yeah. So I think that's, you know, probably the pace, and Steve, you see it a lot closer than I do, but I mean the pace of the offense, the play calling, getting the ball out of his hands quickly, I would think, building confidence in your quarterback and your offense and your whole football team, I think will be a real priority.
What do you see defensively from Penn State personnel-wise?
Well, I mean, even though they had guys that went to the NFL even early, I didn't think that they recognized real well to misdirections, to line of scrimmage plays, early in games, setting tones. People were busting 50 and 60-yard runs against them, which we really haven't seen that often by Penn State's defense over the years, the spanning head coaches and coordinators. So I think that's something that they really have to address, moving, containing, setting the edge on defense. And the other thing, and maybe this was part of a pass rush or getting out schemed or whatever it was, 4 interceptions all year last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fewest they've ever had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, I always felt like when Penn State's offense struggles, you know, people kind of expect that at times, but when the defense struggles, it's a crisis.
Yeah.
maybe that's just how we all grew up with it.
Yeah.
But I think they really, and turning to this weekend, hey, you know, you've got a new coordinator. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. So I think, you got to count on your defense to at least be able to match Wisconsin's physical style and stop the run and those things.
And what's interesting is Wisconsin's coming off a year where they're baffled because Wisconsin football last year averaged 3.93 yards per carry. I was talking to a couple of their people this morning, and they were baffled by that last year.
Well, didn't COVID really wreck their season?
No, quite. They opened up great with Illinois. Remember, Mertz was 20-21, and it was phenomenal.
Right.
And then they didn't play for 3 weeks.
Right.
And it just set them back dramatically. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And they're going to get a lot of juice being at home. And I think Penn State, it'll be exciting also to even be part of a game with as close to a full house as people are comfortable with. But what a great opener, though. I mean, to me, this is on a real short list of the most of the toughest openers Penn State's really ever had.
Agreed.
I guess you go back to the kickoff classic when they agreed to play and weren't ready in 83. Nebraska was number one, but as far as going on the road against a real respected opponent, there've been some kickoff classics where they've had, you know, whether Georgia Tech or USC, good teams. But this is on that list.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely on the short list. There's no getting around it. Yeah. When you look at the job right now, what you do, what keeps the juices flowing for you decades into this job that makes it exciting for you to still be a part of it, Neil?
Well, I admit, you know, I enjoy looking back as much as looking ahead. The games are still fun, and the interest, I always considered it a privilege to write about Penn State football in this region because there's so much interest in it. And the internet has multiplied that, where you have readers all over the world, really, and mm-hmm. they're just an email or a click away. So I've enjoyed that, hopefully being able to have a perspective like you that goes back. I think we're in our sixth decade of following the football team.
Yeah.
And that's really been a privilege. You know, I've never taken it lightly or for granted. I mean, and so, hey, I admit, you know, I don't follow all the emphasis on recruiting and, you know, what sophomores might visit. I'd rather just kind of reserve till they get here.
Yeah.
And I know there's, you know, a real priority on that now. And, you know, I understand that. But I still like to go back to the history and the great players and the great teams and the great coaches that we were all, been treated to be able to watch.
No question. You mentioned the comfort in going back to a stadium. I don't know, did you get a gauge on high school attendance last weekend at all? Because I know you follow that closely. And if you did...
Yeah, I actually helped.
Yeah, what was the gauge?
Well, I covered Altoona Hollidaysburg, and it was just a terrific night. You know, to be able to, whether it's Altoona Hollidaysburg or Bellwood Tyrone, when you're starting the season out with a rivalry, particularly because I do help out with our high school coverage because it's really all hands on deck, trying to keep that, to sustain as much high school coverage as we can because we feel like we're the source for that, one of the only sources for that, at least in print.
Yes.
So. But I remember I went out to Northern Bedford last year, and Bellwood was playing there. It was literally only only parents of Northern Bedford. I don't think Bellwood had anybody there, and that was the rule in that particular league. And this year it was just great. You know, opening night of high school football. You know, it's starting to get a little chillier. Everybody's undefeated. You got a rivalry going. And win or lose, it's a community event. A lot of fun.
I think that's great perspective. And I feel the same way. You know, little snaps starting to come in the air. And, you know, you're out of the high school game and the town's there. It's great. So, because my point when it comes to the college games is that we will see a lot of people at the college games. But will it be sold out? I can't answer that because I just don't know what everybody's comfort level is about being there. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, maybe the tickets will be sold. But I think as far as people making decisions on, you know, you can't get away from what's around us. I mean, the numbers just keep going up, unfortunately. And, we thought maybe we were through it. In June and July, we went here, and I know Center County, too. I mean, it was single digits, even zero for several days in a row. And now we're back to, 20 and 30 and accumulation for the weekend. And so, I don't know. I mean, it's... I know this is supposed to be uplifting and football will help, but
it will.
The worst 18 months of our lives.
Yeah, and it's just changed so many things. That's why I'm just wondering about, again, there'll be tens of thousands. For example, somebody said to me, I'm surprised Wisconsin's not sold out, and it's not. And I said, look, they're going to have at least 70,000 people there. I said, so that's a good sign, nobody knows what everybody's comfort level is or what they experienced in the last 18 months to determine their comfort level.
Yeah, exactly. And let's and everybody's also spoiled. You know, a lot of people have a 50-inch plus TV in their yeah. living room. So, you know, they're not that far from the refrigerator or the restroom. You know, so as football fans, we've had it our way.
I really appreciate you a lot. You know that. We're really reminiscing a couple of weeks ago about all the stuff that we've seen together
yeah,
along the way.
Fun.
Maybe in a different floor of the press box, but Neil and I have been. Geez, I mean, we've been good friends for a long, long time, and it's just a lot of fun that we can at least share perspective on stuff like that. I really appreciate you very much.
Well, thanks, Steve. You know, I know it's got to be exciting for you,
yeah.
You know, to be able to call, you know, Penn State football, you know, with Jack Ham.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, just a terrific opportunity. I'm really happy for you. I know
appreciate
it's such
that.
A great passion, and the people can always count on knowing where the ball is and who's on top of every single play, and it's we all appreciate you for that.
Well, appreciate that very much, and I was able to get a great baton from Fran Fisher to help set it up. So, thank you so much, Neil. Appreciate it very much, and can't wait to see you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.